Well, goody.
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good. What's happening? Hey, happy, or should I say sad, Barack Obama's final day in office.
Yeah, I was going to mention, we do a lot of shows where it's the first show before X or Y or Z happens.
Well, a lot of X, Y, and Z has been happening.
Inauguration of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Happening tomorrow.
It will already have happened.
By the time Steven listens to this.
Probably, anyway.
Who
knows? Well, tons of stuff could have happened.
I was thinking...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking today that one thing I don't want to do, or don't want to have to do, mm-hmm. is to refer to today as the final... pre-inauguration feeling.
Yeah. I gotcha. So here's the thing. We've been in this situation before. We can't really make any jokes about anything just in case any of those things actually happen. Cause then we're gonna feel bad and we'll have to re-record. So And the thing is that normally I would say, so we're just going to say that everything goes fine. But even that, everything goes fine? ? What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's,
so
it's
it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
We could just
talk about it.
We could. I want to speculate about something, though.
All right, speculate away, sir.
Okay. I'm going to give you two scenarios. It's time to play What Would Donald Trump Care About More?
Da-da-da-da.
All right, so his inauguration happens. The next day, tons of protests all over. People marching, because this is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. It's already
making
happening.
Making a big noise and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's right. Number one. Number two, Donald Trump is inaugurated. The next day, everyone goes to the bank and withdraws their money.
Oh, Jesus.
I think the second one would freak him out more.
Oh, what would freak him out more? Or what would...
what would he care about is what I said.
What would he care about? I don't think he cares think he cares about the protesters. He doesn't care about people who have different opinions than he does.
That is what I'm saying. But if everybody went to the bank and withdrew all their money, he'd be like, what is their problem? Why did that happen?
Well, he
would notice it.
You know what his solution to that is? And I read this today. His solution is to just print more money.
Oh,
that's how he's planning on solving the debt crisis.
Money is great. We can print as much as we want.
We can control it. We can just print more.
Hey, wait, Ben, isn't that what inflation is? Am I wrong on that? I might be wrong on that.
No, I think you're right. And I think this has already been tried and tested in Venezuela. And they're the rate of inflation in Venezuela is absurd. I'm not even going to pretend to know what the numbers are like right now, but, you know,
I'm more interested in is that thing that happened in Brazil.
Buy a thing of bread. What happened in Brazil?
Do you remember in Brazil, they started a new form of currency, and I think Trump might actually try this.
I don't remember the new form of currency in Brazil.
Yeah, they did a new form of currency, and you could either use the old currency or the new currency for a while, and then but you would only get paid in the new currency, right? And after a little while, only the new currency had any value. That's number one. Here's number two.
Yeah.
You know what happened in India to get rid of fraud? Or illegal money, black markets, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They stopped printing or recalled. They somehow recalled, I think, what it was. Like two of the most popular denominations of cash.
They recalled
it. So that you, either you couldn't use it, you'd have to look it up for sure. I thought I knew it, but as soon as I started talking, again,
seems to happen
Ben,
a lot.
This is what we're doing. We're getting back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't look up anything, okay?
We're getting it wrong, folks.
We're getting it wrong, finally. Back at it. And I think this is the new format, Ben, in order to... We're not going to ask any questions. We're going to talk about... We're going to talk about stuff. We're not looking things up at all.
Oh, you know all why, you know why that's so perfect? Because that's what our politicians do.
Hey! But so here's the thing. They got rid of their two most popular bills.
So basically. let's say the 1 and the 5.
Well, in this case, they gave it the 10 and the 20.
Well, whatever. For the details, I don't think are important here.
But there are people who are trying to get more of the money out because you can't. The idea would be that you wouldn't have it anymore. You wouldn't use it. There wouldn't be any more. And they wouldn't be worth anything. I think that was the second thing.
Not really tracking
but
that.
You couldn't use them in the stores anymore.
So they basically just said the 10 and 20 aren't legit forms of currency.
Right.
So
you could go and trade them in at the bank.
Right. You still own that amount. You just can't use those specific dollar bill.
Right. And the reason they did it was because there were people who had money that they had hoarded from like bank jobs or under the table stuff. You know, pillowcases full of money, suitcases full of money, all of which will be worthless eventually. And
they don't think people are going to take their pillowcases of 20s into the bank?
Not if they got them illegally. That was their idea.
How did they know it was illegal? Was it?
No. They're guessing, I guess. The idea is anyone. Here's the thing, Benny. Here's the thing, Benny.
All right, Polio.
Benny and Polio here to tell you. But the idea is that it's like when the teacher said, someone stole the apple juice off of my desk. I'm going to close my eyes, and if it's back of my desk, there won't be any problem, right?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of that. They're saying, no one's in trouble. Anyone can trade this money in, right?
Yeah.
If you're not guilty of a crime, you shouldn't have any trouble trading your money in. But if you are guilty, you're worried that it's a scam. Your guilty conscience is what's going to keep you from doing it. That's the idea.
All right. There's something missing. There's an important detail missing here in that. Why won't somebody who made a day's paycheck illegally legit cash? Why don't they just go to the bank and cash that in? There's something missing. There's a reason why those people won't do that, other than their guilty conscience.
No, but I think what you're not looking at is the bigger picture. If you have, $10, right, and a $10 bill, there was a grace period where you could use the cash.
So this happened after the switchover ended?
No. They announced it. They said, we're going to be doing this thing where you can't use these two bills anymore. You have 2 weeks to get, it changed into other money or whatever, or deposited. And then that's it. Right?
So they're being paid. They're being paid illegally in $10 and 20. Well, okay, they're being paid for under the table jobs, right? They're not paying taxes on this money, right?
Let me make sure I explain. They're not going after the people who have that in their wallets. They're going after the person who has, like I said, a suitcase full of 20s. That's more of who they're going after.
A suitcase full of 20s.
That isn't in the bank. Right.
So why?
Imagine you've seen Breaking Bad.
I have seen Breaking Bad.
Imagine if all of a sudden there weren't any more $100 bills.
Right.
Like $100 bills aren't worth anything anymore. He's screwed now.
Well, but you're saying that the government is telling the populace, look, you can bring in your hundreds to the bank, and we'll give you the equal amount in other legal tendered bills.
That's right? The idea.
Are they saying no questions asked? Because I understand it's a bit suspicious if Walter White brings a garage of $100 bills to the bank.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't think they're saying no questions asked. That is why they're doing it.
So they did that, and how did that work out for them?
I don't know. I didn't find out. I just heard it on the news. NPR. NPR.
The pirate.
Pirate radio.
Public pirate radio.
So here's, this is the other thing. There's a person who pointed out something that I've been pointing out for a while.
Is this another episode of I Told You So by Paul Goody?
Another episode of I Told You So by Paul Goody. Someone noted that it seems like the way to get your nomination for the Trump cabinet is to not know anything about the thing you're going to be.
Yeah. He's certainly putting together a rogues gallery, isn't he?
And again, my statement is, if you think, oh, this person's going to mismanage this thing and it might not go well, you are absolutely correct. But people, again, are saying that Trump is dumb because he's nominating all these people. My answer to that is,
he's doing it on purpose.
Unless your plan is to weaken the federal government.
Yeah.
Irrevocably weaken it.
Well,
it's a great plan.
There was
a great plan, but I'm sorry, a great strategy.
There was a metaphor that we brought up last week, which he doesn't want to steer the ship; he wants to disable the ship.
Yes, exactly.
And so, that's, you know.
But here's the thing: the main thing is that the ship is the federal government, right?
Right.
People who subscribe to this theory, I mean, not theory, but this method, and I don't know if he does or if it's just the people that he's working with, and he's like, sure, whatever, I'll do it. They are drawing a distinction between the federal government and the United States of America. They're all states' rights. The states work together to make America great. We don't need the federal government coming in telling us how to do our stuff. I don't know how awesome that is in a world where, you know, we've got enemies who can get to us a lot faster than they could in the past, you know, that sort of thing. Having a strong centralized government is useful in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Ben, we're a republic, not a democracy. If I told you this, that if you're going to argue with someone on the right, if you start out saying, now, given that we're a republic and not a democracy,
we're an oligarchic pedagoguery.
Well, but if you say we're a republic, not a democracy to them, you've taken away part of their argument already. Because that's one of their things that they want to say to you when you say, we're not a democracy. They will say, we've never been a democracy. We're a republic. Oh, so I guess you could say this. We're not even a republic anymore. That's what you could say. Have you noticed that we're not a republic anymore? We were a republic and now we aren't.
I'm beginning to see that.
So the big, great thing that I have come to realize about living here in the Midwest is that after I've worked with people who are not aligned with me politically for a while.
Yeah.
You find yourself isolated?
Are you the only one in, like, let's say your workplace who voted Democratic?
I'm one of the only ones. There are very few of us. But here's the thing that I realized. I can talk to them as people. And I can view them as people. They're no longer evil. Yeah, no, it's great.
Get out.
And so I can find out stuff about about things that normally, if I were still, and I hate to use the term bubble, but if I were still in a liberal bubble, Ben, Also, did you know there are also conservative bubbles? Everything's bubbles. It's bubbles all over the place.
Well,
Google
then...
square bubble and look at Doug Henning maybe did it. I don't know. Somebody made a square bubble by intersecting, I think it was six bubbles and then blowing smoke into the middle of it.
Yeah, it was that's, the square edges inside circular bubbles. It's still pretty cool, though.
That's where we all live. We all are in little bubbles.
We all, you know, I'm beginning to think we are living in three dimensions in a four dimensioned universe. And by that, I mean, imagine what a third dimension might look like to just a two dimension character. Something out there we can't
exactly
see.
Yeah, Ben, you know, you're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. The big thing that I realize when I'm talking to folks about this kind of stuff is there are some things on the right that they kind of get correct. I'm choosing my words very carefully because I don't want
to I'm wondering what you're talking about.
Well, here's an example on the right. Me and this guy, we don't see eye to eye on most everything, but we're going to move full stream ahead in lockstep and get this guy that neither of us, you know, agree 100% on.
So they adapt the mantra, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, and this is the big, there's a lot more, I guess I want to say privacy. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you, it's exactly Tommy Lee Jones in The Fugitive. I didn't kill my wife. I don't care. I don't think gay people should use the bathroom. I don't care.
That is not the predominant ideology amongst the people who are making the laws, though. That may be just your average person.
Oh no! It is still their ideology, but it's I'm making this law. I don't care what you think. That's the difference.
Unless you want to make a law where you're taking away my guns. By the way, Obama has like less than 24 hours to, you know, he's got like about 6 hours left to take your guns away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is something that I do want to say that I really like, that when I was doing this weird caricature of a right-wing person.
Yeah.
The concept I came up with is gay people shouldn't be allowed to use the bathroom, which is not, I don't think that's a position that anyone has. I'm sad that I uttered it because now I think that even more extreme people will take on my side.
Well,
you know, Paul Goody said in a podcast.
Here's where I thought you were going with that. Because I did hear you, even though I think we were talking over each other at that point. I did hear what you said, and what I took you to mean was gay people shouldn't be allowed to use public bathrooms.
Oh, no, any bathroom, Ben. I'm a hardliner on this now.
They're not allowed to go number two.
Oh my gosh! No, just anything dealing with any body part, but no one.
That reminds
no one. That, no one in the bathroom ever. That's what we need public bathrooms. Oh wait, sorry, Ben. Have I told you my public bathroom solution?
What's your public bathroom solution?
You have it like Annex. Just you explode it. Private bathrooms for everybody. Make it so that there are 10 bathrooms in every building.
I'm 100% behind that. I hate using public bathrooms, especially if you got to go number two.
Exactly. I don't want somebody pooping next to me. This is what I'm saying.
There's a place in South Lake Union called WeWork. It's a co-working building. And so basically different companies rent offices there.
Yeah, sure.
I would go there because friends of ours had a business there, and I would have to go there every 3 weeks, and I gotta tell you I loved the bathrooms because the water closets, there's like three in the men's room, I'm sure there was more in the women's room,
mm-hmm.
were full on private boxes, like floor to ceiling walls,
yes,
lockable doors, and
this is what
playing.
I'm saying, make every bathroom that
yeah
Mate, okay, you want to share a sink? Okay, fine, do it. But every bathroom that anyone could come in. Here's the reason. Do you know why there are men and women's bathrooms in the first place? Because men are disgusting. I hate using men's restrooms.
Are you sure, Paul? Because I've been a janitor, and women are just as disgusting.
Women are not just disgusting. It goes I
both,
call
no, man. It no. goes both ways. It totally.
Oh my god! I
got even more disgusting. Even more disgusting.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Have you ever been a janitor in an office building?
Okay.
I had to go into the women's bathroom every day and clean it. And I got to tell you.
Okay.
It was no picnic.
I am going to, as Pagu the Puppet, I'm going on Twitter right now, settle a bet between me. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hey, Ben, I...
You know what I'm afraid of?
You know what?
I'm afraid
I think that men's bathrooms are more disgusting.
You know what I'm afraid of?
Oh, what is that, Pagu?
I'm afraid that
men's bathrooms are more disgusting. Yeah,
because they don't know the context that I was actually a janitor in a that I'm sexist and I'm just assuming that
janitor
that women are just as disgusting as men are. You know what? I don't care. I don't care anymore. Don't care.
Janitor. And settle a bet between me and former janitor, Ben Lawrence. Ben Lawrence.
So,
period.
That,
which
this whole
bathroom.
Yeah, Pagu can write this tweet without talking out loud. This whole bathroom thing reminds me of a joke from The Simpsons, because, of course, hashtag Simpsons did it first. And I think Lisa was having some sort of crisis. I think it was when, like, she caught Marge eating a grape in the grocery store. And and Reverend Peabody? What was his name? Reverend P-Joy? Lovejoy. Reverend Lovejoy. I haven't watched The Simpsons in like 15 years. Lisa was like, "But stealing is wrong, right?" And Reverend Lovejoy was like, "Lisa, have you ever actually read this thing?" He said, holding up the Bible. Technically, we're not even supposed to go to the bathroom. Now, I've never read the Bible. I will say that, but I don't know. I'm sure it was just a funny joke, but I have no idea if there's anything in the Bible about excrement.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, so have you posted that tweet yet?
Men's bathrooms or women's bathrooms? Huh? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
All right.
Women's bathrooms. No, I'm not going to do that. Women's bathrooms. Really?
I'm not going to do that. I was going to log into Twitter to see it, but I got to put in my password, and I don't know my password.
Oh, say it out loud, and I'll try it.
I told you I didn't know it. So,
women's, really?
It's warmed up a bit here. There's just one pigeon sitting on the roof across the street from the office, staring down at me.
Oh no! Is it mean mugging you? Is it like
it's
mad
just,
at you?
It's just staring. Well, I don't know its motivations, but it's just sitting there staring. It hasn't pooped
what?
Yet. Does the Bible say
what
anything
I can
about
tell
pigeons
you.
Pooping?
No, I haven't seen anything about it. Hold on, wait, let me look. Pigeons. Nope, nothing. Pogger the Puppet, has gotten the most retweets and likes, for two things, both of which involve talking about Vincent D'Onofrio. Vincent D'Onofrio, if you've never, seen his Twitter feed, it's great.
I have not seen his Twitter feed.
He loves trucks. First of all.
Oh, I like trucks.
Pickup trucks. Yeah, I know. This is why I think the two of you would get along.
Well, he keeps acting. Turning down my invitation to come to my birthday party.
Wait, hold on. Have you actually invited Vincent D'Onofrio to come to your birthday party?
No, but I'm going to now.
Yeah, try it. See what happens.
Hey, man, next time you're in Seattle, look me up.
And And but he plays the wizard in NBC's this episode brought to you by, hey, this is Paul Goody. When I'm not talking about how Donald Trump is trying to destroy the federal government, I enjoy Emerald City on NBC. NBC, which at one point in time was somehow connected to the United States nuclear arsenal. How? Who knows? I don't know. And you know who else doesn't know?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Probably somebody in charge. Yeah, exactly. No, Vincent D'Onofrio, though, is great. He is a great actor. He's one of my favorite actors.
So is he a neocon, though? Awesome. Is it, if, I get the feeling
what,
that if somebody
Vincent
likes trucks... Yeah, if somebody likes trucks, then you know, it's possible for
no,
a Hollywood
Vincent
star
D'Onofrio
to be a Republican.
Is, Vincent D'Onofrio loves everyone. I think he's more left-leaning,
okay.
He seems. But he seems like how you would want someone to be, which is open to a lot of different opinions and attitudes. And if somebody tries to mess with him, he just lets it roll off his back and tries to get them to be friends with him.
Last night I did something that I didn't think I would do. I joined Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
So I have,
suck it. I told you were going to do this.
Did you?
Another episode of I Told You So. Yeah, listen to some past episodes, right. People.
I'll tell you why I did it. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I want to watch the Grand Tour, which I did. And that was the first thing I did was I watched the first episode of the Grand Tour.
That was, in fact, why I told you were going to do it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I told you you should do it.
You probably told me I should do it.
Yeah.
However, because you wanted me to watch Mr. Robot. That's why.
Wait, I did?
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, yeah.
You told me Mr. Robot's great. I should watch
it. No, I did that a while back. But last time we talked.
Oh,
it was
last
about
week?
The Grand Tour.
I don't think we talked about it last week.
I believe so. Yeah. Last week or the week before.
I don't listen to these. Anyway,
you asked me if I watched the last tour, and I'm like, no.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But you didn't tell me that I should.
Because you are the Top Gear fan.
No, you didn't tell me that I should get Amazon Prime. I just asked. You just told me what things you have, and could you watch? What was I watching? Ash versus Evil Dead on those two things. So you never said I should get Amazon Prime.
I did. I have told you you should get Amazon Prime.
All right.
Maybe this is how I predict everything. Just afterwards, I'm like, I said that.
Go,
hey, I'm so smart.
Go back and listen and let me know. I'm not going to
You go back
to
and
it.
Listen.
I'm not going
to
do that.
I don't need to.
Anyway.
I'm not going to do it either.
So I had a gift card for $30 that acted like a debit card.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of those like MasterCard. This card works
oh, sure.
like a
yeah,
debit
yeah,
card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
And it had exactly $30 on it. And I bought a couple things on Amazon, and with shipping, it was over $30. But without shipping, it was under $30.
Uh-huh.
And
that's how they get you.
My feeling, because I've tried to do this before, and I tried to use this card before for a purchase, and I thought that, okay, well, it'll run through the $30 on this card, and then it'll just pay off the balance with the other credit card I have on Amazon. But it didn't work that way. My order was canceled because I didn't have enough money on the card. So I didn't want to go through that again.
Oh.
So I joined Amazon Prime basically to because
okay.
I wanted the free shipping on a $25 order.
Well, Ben, Amazon Prime is great. Again, I encourage you to join America Prime, which should be starting anytime now. A lot of great stuff. The police will.
You can join.
Not only
when
not pull you over. They, yeah.
When the military starts marching down your city street, that's when you can sign up.
Yeah, all you have to do. It doesn't cost any money. Just point to where the people are. You know which people we're talking about. Or if you don't, you will.
Yeah.
After the posters go up. This is. Oh, so I wanted to say one more thing about the Emerald City on NBC, because it's important. Do you remember the movie The Fall? I probably made you watch it at some point in time.
The Fall.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing
it. It's about this guy who's in the hospital and this little girl who's a friend of his. Oh, wait, what about The Cell? Have you ever seen The Cell?
I have seen The Cell. I think we went to go see that in the theaters.
Okay, so The Cell...
It's the one where they slice the horse up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Tarsim is the guy who directed it. He's directing Emerald City, So it's a 10-hour Tarzan movie, basically.
It's great. Is it about either the L. Frank Baum universe or Seattle?
It is about the L. Frank Baum universe.
Okay.
But, as I pointed this before, it kind of turns it on its head.
The Baumiverse?
Ben? Yeah. The L. Frank Baum humbug. I can't do it. I was trying to try something. But, basically, it's like, I likened it to a good cover song, which has, you know, hints of the original in it, but is doing something all its own. All
right.
So a lot of purists will probably dislike it because it is way different. But if you remember, the Sci-Fi Channel did something very similar.
With what?
With The Wizard of Oz remaking it in a certain way.
No, I don't remember that.
But this one was, it's good.
They called it Battlestar Galactica. It was really weird.
Yeah, it's so odd. But in the end, it makes sense.
At least something made sense in the end.
We were the robots the whole time. You know, the big thing, I liked Battlestar Galactica. I just want to point that out.
We represent the robot army.
There was a scene where the All on the Watchtower starts playing.
Yeah.
And the one guy looks at the group and says, "We're Cylons." And the other person says, "And we have been from the beginning." And I was like, okay.
It's when, yeah, the final Cylons get together because they heard the cover song. Yeah.
We have been since the beginning. Since the beginning of what? since the beginning of the series. It was a line that somebody made somebody put in.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to confuse the audience into wondering, when did they become Cylons? Have they always been Cylons? So they added a line, and we have been since the beginning. I 100% believe it.
They weren't RoboCopped into being a Cylon halfway through the series.
That's right. There are some things that I like about the Cylons. But I think they did it even better on Westworld. The difference between, you know, like in
spoilers happening for Westworld?
Not spoilers happening in Westworld, spoilers for Battlestar Galactica. Like the idea that the Cylons, the robots, were the ones who believed in God. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, in the same way, in Westworld, spoilers for Westworld, get ready. When the humans were the ones who were indestructible. In that way that, you know, the scene of a man in black getting shot and not stopping. That was great.
At the very end there, when the robots were coming?
No. I mean, in Westworld, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Right,
there's an iconic scene where Yul Brynner, they try to shoot him and he doesn't stop. He keeps coming, right?
Yeah.
That same scene, a man in black, right? Someone tries to shoot him, but he keeps coming. But it turns out, you know, that the guy shooting is the robot. The guy who keeps coming is human. Is great. I like it a lot.
Yeah, just
that was me farting. If you didn't hear it, you're going to pick it up on the microphone. Sorry, everybody.
Paul, that just happened. Do I have to mark this podcast as explicit now?
I don't think so. I really don't. But I don't know, do you?
Gosh darn it.
You're going to have to listen to the fart and find out, Ben.
No, I'm not going to listen. I don't listen to this. Okay, yeah. I don't do any editing on this.
You know, neither of us listen to it, and I think that's okay. I don't think anybody listens to their podcast. No, actually, I bet you there are people that do.
I listen to the Perfect Bound podcast when I edit it. I don't edit it. I don't, take anything out unless somebody accidentally swears or something. But I write. Oh, I write things
accidentally. Well, hold on.
I write things on the web page about it to hopefully get people to listen.
Hey, did you ever talk about the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar comic? on Perfect Dawn Podcast?
We didn't talk about it at length. We basically just mentioned it because we were talking about non-comic creators who have written comics or comic authors from other disciplines.
I would say that if you're a comic creator, then you have... If you've written a comic, you're a comic creator. Get off your high horse, yeah.
You know what I mean. I'm talking about other disciplines taking up comic authorship.
But seriously, dude, your horse is drunk. take a listen.
My horse is drunk?
Yeah, I said get off your high horse, but then I realized I should have said your horse is stoned. But I messed up, Ben.
You messed
lead
up.
A horse to water, but it's drunk enough. Drunk enough. Damn it! Let's just... I don't know where I'm at anymore, Ben.
You're inside your house, Paul. So you're sitting in your comfy chair, probably getting ready to go to sleep because you sleep super early.
I am, except I'm not getting ready to sleep. Oh, Ben.
Paul.
I am in the middle of a project that I can't really talk about.
Well, then I'm so happy you brought it up.
But I'll tell you some things about the project, okay? One is, it's very intricate, right?
Yeah, it's like a jigsaw puzzle.
The second thing is, it's probably going to take a little while to complete. And then the final thing is, once I'm done with it, no one is going to care about it or like it.
So like any art project that we've ever worked on.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Except you're not involved in this one. You can be, but I don't think you'll want to be.
I can't be unless you tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to tell you about it because I don't want anybody to steal my idea.
All right. So
Here's the thing, no one would, not a work thing. It's a personal thing. Yeah. It's pretty cool. For me. Nobody else. But maybe other people will like it eventually because we're trying to work out some things. And I'll tell you this, it's something that I keep attempting and always fail at. Because
fail?
I give up.
Oh, because you give up. Yeah.
Yep. So this time we'll see. It's a long-term project.
And how long are we talking about? Are you going to be able to talk about this project more at length in detail, like, say, a couple months from now, a year from now?
Maybe a year.
A year?
Maybe a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So remind me.
Because I want it to be...
A year from now.
Yeah. Yep.
January 19th.
And we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
When we're swearing in yet another president.
Wait, what? How is that? No, wait, Ben. That doesn't...
Mark my words.
Oh, hey, let's talk... Ooh, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it really quick.
Okay.
Somebody said, if they impeach Trump because of the Russian hacking scandal, why should Pence get to be president since he was part of that election? My answer to that is because that's how it works.
Right. Well, and then see, here's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Pence becomes president, and then they start the impeachment proceedings on Pence.
But it doesn't work because everyone mysteriously disappears.
Well, let's say,
but yeah, you're right. Let's say it works.
It won't.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I doubt this will happen, but let's say it works. Pence is out. Who's next? Paul Ryan. Speaker of the House.
And Paul Ryan,
President,
you're not going to get...
President Paul Ryan. You can't impeach somebody for having bad ideas.
Yeah, and also some people don't think his ideas are bad. So there you go. Also, Rage Against the Machine fan, which is really weird.
I'm sure they're no fan of his, though.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. Yeah, I don't know how I could listen to music and go, boy.
There was a
I'm the exact person these folks don't like.
There was a the funny thing about this whole inauguration deal is that they're having a hard time booking acts. And
really quick, can I ask you very, very quick, because that is important. Is there a reverse? Is there, do you think there's any left-wing person who's a big fan of some right-wing artist?
Well, let's say Hillary Clinton won, but she really likes Ted Nugent.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing is, who is the most talented? This is an actual question for our listeners as well. Who is the most talented conservative artist?
Gary Sinise?
Is Gary Sinise a conservative?
Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Yes, I think maybe so. Or, maybe so. I would say that's a good.
The dude who played Coach, he's fairly conservative. And Mr. Incredible.
Craig T. Nelson. Oh wait,
Michael J. Nelson was on Mystery Science Theater.
Yes, and he is a conservative, so maybe that's it. Maybe he's it.
So there was.
Yeah, maybe it's Michael T. Nelson.
Michael
T. Nelson? No. The guy from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Michael J. Nelson?
Michael J. Nelson, yes, is a conservative.
You think he is?
So maybe. Yeah, no. I've read his. He has a book, yes. I mean, he's not a.
What about Adam Baldwin from Firefly and Serenity?
Yeah.
He's a
super conservative. Rob he's a pretty
Schneider
good actor.
Recently came out. Rob Schneider is also conservative.
Oh, that's been known for a while, and I wouldn't. He's not great. Although he did say one thing that I thought was really great. There was a comedic show. He was pretending to be who's the guy who hung out with Jerry Lewis all the time?
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Sort of a drunk guy. Dean Martin. Somebody said to Rob Schneider, "Are you just gonna pretend to be Dean Martin? Stay in Las Vegas and pretend to be Dean Martin forever?" And he said, "Well, I figured, what else am I gonna do?" And I thought that was great. He had a really good.
Does he have a Dean Martin solo show at the Sands?
No. I mean, this was 20 years ago, probably. I just remembered it.
So the inauguration, they're having a hard time booking yes. quality acts. And for the longest time, there was a Bruce Springsteen cover band called the B Street Band.
The B Street Band, yeah. Yes.
But they dropped out. And so somebody tweeted, I don't know who it is, but he's like, Donald Trump. One, on the basis of him being able to close deals, could not even yep. book a Bruce Springsteen cover band for the inauguration. And I thought that was pretty
that
funny.
That is true. The big thing, I'm sorry, Pogger the Puppet, who I'm friends with. Hey, are you talking about me again?
No, yeah. Pogger, go
yeah,
back
hey,
to
Pogger.
Bed.
Oh, okay, good night. But he was talking about, the idea, right, behind everything that seems to be coming down the pipe is personal responsibility. You know, healthcare, you're going to get to choose your own plan. Education, you're going to be in charge of your child's future.
Right.
And all of this is set up so that when it goes badly, it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. I don't have to worry about it. You chose wrong. And then the other thing that I pointed out, and this is the thing I was talking about a little bit before my conservative friend at work. I have conservative friends. That's
some of my
be the
best
new thing.
Friends are conservative.
Yeah, exactly, right? But the thing I was talking to him about was the concept of... Oh shoot! I just lost it again. It's important.
Oh come on!
What did I say just before? What did I say?
It's your fault.
Oh yeah, it's your fault. It's your fault if you don't make the right choices. Then you can only blame yourself. Oh God, what
You're
was it?
Talking your conservative friend. It's all about self-actualization,
stop,
they don't actually
stop.
Give
Let
you
me...
the tools to make those proper choices.
No. But we're getting close. We're getting close. Oh God, I lost it.
Ladies and
ben,
gentlemen,
I
welcome to Paul Goody tries
no,
to remember what
no,
he was going to
everything
say.
You say. Everything
Two
you say is
hours
me forget it
of Paul just going,
oh God,
man, what was it? What's going on? I can't, it was right
so,
there on the tip of my
so
tongue.
Everything that you do,
it's like a little bit of wasabi. It's like,
it's
man,
all
it's,
about everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. And it's your fault for not doing it. Oh God, it was something very simple, and yet very profound.
Are you trying to recall something funny that you said to a coworker? Like no, a pun no, I or something?
something that everyone needs to know, Ben. It was
pretty.
Something...
Get off your high horse, Paul.
No, I can't. I can't because it is important.
Because I'm leading him to water.
They're
and he's,
trying.
When he's high, he's super thirsty.
They're trying. They're trying to take. Oh God! It was. I bet you that there was a ray that totally just beamed it out of my head, Ben. They've got him. They've got him. They locked
well,
on to
me.
Well,
aren't you wearing your aluminum foil hat?
I'm not.
They don't
That's
sell
the
tin foil anymore. It's all aluminum foil these days.
It was something about
polycarbonate.
So we were talking about
alloy.
We were talking about how everything they're trying
everything
to
everything is
put
great.
Into
nobody's
place.
Happy.
No, everything they're trying to put into place is based on personal responsibility. But it was something. Let's see. You were talking about how they couldn't book people for the inauguration,
and there was a B Street band, and there's a conservatives who are stars, and what is it like on the
no,
other
no,
side?
No, no, no. It was after the B Street band thing. He couldn't even book a conservative.
So, listener, if you're listening to this, go ahead and rewind this podcast about 15 minutes, maybe, and see if you actually jog Paul's memory. Just go ahead and listen back and see what we were talking about.
Everything you say is just making it. It's making
oh, this
it
is not my fault. This
yeah,
moment
it is,
where
though.
You are bringing this show to a halt because
God,
you can't think
no.
of what you said that you thought was so
no,
goddamn
this is,
clever.
This
and
is,
it's my fault for trying to fill time.
It's your fault for trying to fill time, Ben. If you
All
would
right,
just allow
just
there to be
up,
dead air
gonna,
for a little bit,
I'm not going
to
say. Oh, fine. We'll see how this works out. I'm just not going to say anything until you remember what you were thinking of.
Okay. We're going to try. All right. So, there's a guy, and I'm talking to him, and I'm saying to him, I'm going to do this so that there's no dead air. I'm saying to him, hey, you know, the big problem, the way I see it, is, I mean, you're right about some of this stuff. Donald Trump is great. Everything is great. We should all vote conservative. It's going to be a new order, and people are going to wear. Nope, can't figure it out, Ben. Don't know what it is. And I was kidding, by the way, about Donald Trump. Oh my God, you got to pull me out now. I was wrong, Ben. I was wrong. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't understand what was happening. Oh my God, wait. So, you're going to do this, you son of a bitch. All right. So I was talking about the fact that we had people, who, oh no, I can't even understand words. What do they mean? I think this is it, Ben. The day that I lost my mind, it's happening. There's not going to be anything else. For us to do, oh no, I take back everything I said, Ben, I apologize. It was better when you were trying to help me remember and I didn't know what was happening. I need to eat more food, obviously. Oh no, I thought you were maybe whistling, but it wasn't. It was just a siren of a car passing. Okay, so there's a band, and Donald Trump wasn't able to book the band, and everybody, there's a hard time for them to get people to come in to work the inauguration. And Donald Trump, probably doesn't want them anyway, and he doesn't care if there's anyone performing at the inauguration. He doesn't even need anyone to listen to him. All that he needs is to do the stuff that... Oh, I remember now. I remember the idea being smart. The thing I was talking about how being smart doesn't matter. The thing that matters is that they double down on everything they do. They don't have to be smart. They have to be obstinate, intractable, and just do whatever it is that they want. And they'll allow you to feel smart. This is what it was. They'll allow you to feel smart. They'll allow you to feel smart and be like, you're the stupidest people. I have no idea what you're doing. But they're still in charge. They're still leaving with your money. The example I gave was this. You pay somebody to do your floor, and they don't do a good job, and it goes on and on and on.
And you're like, so I fired them because they were stupid and they were bad. And then I hired a new company and they put in a great floor. And the story is about how the old company was bad, not how about you paid twice to get your floor done. And those guys made money off of you by not doing anything. That is the problem that we're dealing with right now. The fact that being smarter than someone isn't great if you still lost. That is what I was going to say. And it took me forever, but I got there. I finally did it. Ben, that was tough love, and I appreciate you.
Are you sure you got there, or did you just come up with something so I would talk again?
No, no, no. That was exactly okay. What I was trying to come up with. Because, yeah, I was talking to him, and I was like, look, I think, and this is what I said, I think that people are going to find that Donald Trump doesn't always have their best interest at heart. They might be disappointed with what happens, but it doesn't matter what I think at all, even if I think that I'm smarter, because in the end, he won.
Well, and see,
and
that's the thing about people who constantly say that they're the smart ones. And Donald Trump is constantly complimenting himself. And what I've learned dealing with people is that the people who claim to be the smartest ones are not the smartest ones.
Well, you're right up to a point, Ben, except that I'm really, really smart.
Puggy, don't go down that trail.
So no, but the other thing that I found out about, there's a thing that Pagu posted a while back. You could do this for yourself too.
I just realized how you came up with his name. I can't believe it took me this long.
Oh man, I stole it from you, Ben.
You stole it from me? Oh, because
yeah.
Yeah.
I did. So this is the true thing. If you listen to him talk 30 years ago, he's actually very articulate. And there's no "I'm the best, we're going to win big league," all that kind of stuff, or big league. I still think it's big league.
He did say big league, but it sounded like bigly, so everybody had fun with it.
So, but this is the thing. That two possibilities. One, Jennifer, my wife,
every time.
Jennifer talks about how that's again, shout out to Comedy Bang Bang. I haven't listened to it in quite a while, because I actually do more than just copy and paste stuff at work now. Before, back when I was doing all tech writing stuff, that was a big thing. But now I'm running around yelling at people, so it's different. So
paid to do that.
But the thing that she told me about was that they used to have nuclear written out on the teleprompter as nuclear, so that George Bush would say it that way and sound more folksy.
I did not hear that.
It is a possibility that, and I'm, this is me talking from a reality show perspective, Ben.
Right.
When you are part of a reality show, one thing that comes naturally and sometimes is possibly encouraged by who, I don't know, but I'm just saying, your one's natural instinct is to begin to think of oneself as a character.
Right.
Rather than as, you know, you're playing yourself on TV.
Right.
You are in real situations, but you're behaving as you think you would react rather than how just reacting lots of times. And what that does, especially if you're playing the heel, as one would say in wrestling, what that does is it allows you to make decisions and statements and things that are outrageous. And when people attack those outrageous things, you have this little kernel of self. It's your armor. You go, well, they're mad at this heightened version of myself. that isn't really me. Andrew Dice Clay, for instance, would say that.
Yeah, but so
that
are you...
That his guy...
But Andrew Dice Clay is far removed from the presidency of the United States, and so are you saying
that... What I'm saying is that we... when I say we, I mean the people of the United States. Through our processes, elected the character Donald Trump is playing... And there is a question whether that character or Donald Trump, the guy that you saw 30 years ago, is the one who's going to be president.
Well, here's what I have to say about that. I mean, there's yeah. I think to an extent, that's right. Uh-huh. I think that he was playing a character because he knew that he needed to appeal to the most... The largest
but I want to be clear about something.
The largest swath of
people. He was playing that character before he ran for president.
He's been playing this character for the last eight years.
For a while. Yeah. Exactly. for however long The Apprentice was
The thing I think is he has convinced himself that he is now that character.
The mask has become the face, as they say.
The robo has taken over the cop, as they say.
Now, the other thing, the other possibility, and this is something that somebody else said, is it's possible that he has a disease that is affecting his brain. Which would also mete out if you look at him now versus him 30 years
Reagan
ago.
Reagan famously had Alzheimer's the last couple of years of his presidency.
Yes. So those two things are both possibilities. I don't know which, but yeah, if you look at Donald Trump in an interview 30 years ago, he seems thoughtful at times, articulate, like I said. It's kind of bizarre because you can see his tendencies. He still will say, you know, like, this is one of the best things in the world, you know, and all that. The problem is that now that he's the president, statements he makes that are hyperbole, stuff like that, sound a lot like the stuff that people made fun of Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un for saying.
Right.
That's the crazy thing.
And my statement about military marches through cities wasn't just something I made up. That was that's something that's being floated. And that is that is something that is leading us more towards a dictatorship. There's a
But then again, you know, the Blue Angels. What's that? That's a show of military power. I just complained about that because they used to fly over my my house all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a slight difference between watching five jets, you know, do circus acrobatics over Lake Washington and watching thousands of army guys goose-stepping down Main Street. There's a slight difference there.
Yeah. They will be goose-stepping. They might have a good heel beat, but that's about it. So, Ben, it's about that time.
Oh, God, is it that time?
Yep. Hey, Benny! Oh, hey. So, my daughter Betty is here.
Yeah.
Betty is getting very close to being 11 years old.
She is.
Yeah!
Less than a month.
Less than a month from today.
That is right.
11. Man, do you remember when you were 11?
Yeah, I do. Why?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time thinking about events in my life that happened when I was that age.
You were in sixth grade, Ben.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, now I...
When you were 11.
That brings it all back because I do remember parts of the sixth grade very, very well.
So here's the thing that's crazy for me is that I also remember when I was in sixth grade. And so thinking about her life and my life at that time,
yeah,
it gets me on this. Yeah.
It feels like I don't know. It maybe it's because you've been away for so long or
so that. So anyways, you have a question for me or what?
Yeah. Well, one second. Ben's talking. And then I'm going to say something and then we have a question for you.
It just feels because to me, your daughter's not 11 years old or in the sixth grade. To me, she's still a little kid who you need to pick up from daycare after we rehearse.
Yeah, she is no longer a little kid. She is.
I know.
A person.
I realize that, and now I understand
kids
what
are
all my
too,
parents'
don't
friends
get me wrong.
Were saying.
I'm an actual person now.
So this is the thing that I wanted to say, Ben, really quick.
Yeah.
Imagine when you were in sixth grade, right?
Okay.
Time travel. Okay, the ability to travel through time.
Right.
If you're a stranger, right? Instead of meeting people that you know, if you're a stranger, like time traveling to Delaware or some other place that you haven't been. Have you been to Delaware?
No, I have not been to Delaware.
Dover Dare!
It could be accomplished through props, taking over local radio stations, and actors. You could actually recreate the 1980s, and I think it would be crazy.
It's called the movies.
Well, no, but I'm talking about what I'm talking about is basically citywide theater, like a whole park, if you will, post with robots about a different time period. Okay, fine. I'm thinking about Westworld. All right. So, Ben, what is your question for Betty?
I hadn't thought of one. The only thing that comes to mind is the inauguration that's going to happen tomorrow. So I guess my question for Betty is what's her opinion on Barack Obama versus Donald Trump?
Okay, so the inauguration of Donald Trump is happening tomorrow.
What does that mean?
Inauguration. It means that he's officially going to be president.
Okay.
And
the swearing
Ben
in ceremony.
Is just wondering, how do you feel about transitioning from Barack Obama to Donald Trump?
I feel like if it doesn't affect me or my existence or majorly everything that I can do or that I will be able to say, I don't care.
All right. Well, some people might argue that all those things will matter. Are you saying that you're going to wait and see and then you're going to deal with every new challenge as it arises?
I don't care.
Have you heard what leading the witness means, Betty?
What?
Is Betty currently in the sixth grade or the fifth grade?
Wait, Jennifer and Betty are talking. They're having a conversation.
Oh, wait. I do care. Are we moving to Canada, Dad?
Oh, great. So she's now asking if we're moving to Canada. No, we aren't. Canada's full up.
Yeah. One in, one out.
Three more populators.
And so is Australia, apparently.
They're all full.
That's a slogan for one of the slogan for one of the
far
right Australian folks. I think it's actually
Australia.
Bleep off, we're full. Betty refuses to go to Australia, by the way.
It's really funny. She should go to Australia. It's a great place.
I will never ever ever deal with all the poisonous and deadly and also deadly spiders.
It is true. Everything in Australia is trying to kill you, even the Australians.
Everything in Australia is trying to kill you, even the Australians. That's what Ben said.
Like I said, if I go to Australia, there's a 50-50 chance that I will die.
All right. Well, I don't want that to happen. And on that note,
and on
thank
that
you for
bombshell.
Listening to the podcast. Once
Wait,
again,
did you
I...
Really lose your mind?
I did lose my mind for you were all here for it. And this is what losing one's mind seems like. It's not pleasant and it's not interesting. It's actually kind of boring but terrifying at the same time.
I know what the show notes are going to say for today's show. It's today on the show, Paul and Ben talk about the upcoming Trump administration inauguration, and Paul loses his mind.
And we can't go back to my homework.
All right, see you, Betty.
Goodbye.
Ben, if you can, I know that this would involve listening to the show, and I don't want you to have to do it, but can you time how long I lost my mind for?
Yeah, I could just look at the waveform. I could look at the waveform on the.
Okay. Yeah, do that because I would like to see.
Are we talking about
when you,
the moment when you first
when you stopped
could, when I stopped talking, or when you no, couldn't
well,
think
a
of
a little before when I was like I can't remember what it is, Ben. I can't remember. All I right. can't. Yeah, from that moment.
All right.
Yeah. listen to Paul lose his mind in real time. Okay, so yeah, we'll see how this goes. I'm not. Again, I don't think that everything is going to be gone in a week. So let's you and I reconvene next week, same time.
Yeah,
and we'll discuss how our lives have changed, if at all.
Same pod time, same pod channel.
Yeah. And Ben, if this is the last time I talk to you, you are my friend, and I love you, Ben.
All right, take care,
Thank
Paul.
Thank you for all your help.
Yes, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.